The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 7:14, you heard Peyton Malone say we got some bad weather coming in later on today around 11 o'clock, and you're not terrible, but just be aware of it. Years ago, I was with my kid at Parkway Bakery and Tavern getting a po' boy, and a young man wearing a cap, we're just sitting there eating our sandwich outside, brought some shrimp, a plate of fried shrimp to us, and he had no idea who I was, and he said, "Here, try these out." And I don't think I had a shrimp po' boy at the time, but subsequent to that, I realized that Parkway had the best shrimp that I had in the city ever, fried shrimp. And with that, we welcome in Justin Kennedy, General Manager of Parkway Bakery and Tavern. The young man that brought me those shrimp was Justin Kennedy, I found out later. How you doing, Justin?
Wow, Tommy, I didn't know I did
yes,
that.
Yes, you did. Absolutely, sir. That just, man, said volumes about you and about Parkway and everything else, because we were just sitting there eating our sandwich and you brought a plate of fried shrimp and you said, "Here, try these." And my kid said,
when I do that from time to time, it's sometimes I'll pick up a sandwich and they're making them so fast.
Uh-huh.
One might not weigh as much as I think it should. And I'm like, no, I got to go hit these guys on the back end. And it probably wasn't even an issue. It probably wasn't even light.
No, it was just a nice thing for you to do. And my kid even said, "Did he know who you were?" I said, "Well, first of all, I'm not a big deal." But I said, "No, I don't think at all. He was just being nice." And he was just being nice. Speaking of being nice, I got to check in my wallet for the Al Copeland Foundation, because I have always wanted to get involved with what you do. I think it's a huge deal. Tell me what's going on before Thanksgiving every Wednesday, Justin, at Parkway.
Sure. I mean, I'm here right now. When I open these cooler doors, I got a couple of guys here right now getting ready. I mean, it's forget the shrimp and roast beef. You open the cooler doors, it's packed with turkey, stuffing, gravy, cranberry sauce. And we get rid of all of it before 5 o'clock today. And I started this years ago, probably 2008, I started this sandwich just to have fun with it. And it turned into a phenomenon where it's just people look forward to it every year. It really marks the season of Thanksgiving for a lot of people. They come out. I mean, it's lawn chairs out here Wednesday. I mean, people are going to start showing up any minute, waiting in line. And it got so busy. I'm thinking, this thing is so unique. How can I harbor this for something more than just people coming to Parkway and eating a turkey sandwich? And it's exactly what I did, partnering up with the Al Copeland Foundation, Al Copeland Jr. As you know, his dad was the Chicken King, and he passed of Merkel cell carcinoma, which was a rare skin cancer. And back at the time, 2008, it was a death wish. You couldn't get a cure. And if anyone could afford to get a cure, it was Big Al. And he ended up passing away in cancer looking for that cure. And his son said, "Look, I'm a start a foundation. I vow to end that cancer that killed my father." And look, you fast forward years later. I mean, that's exactly what he did. He saved many people from that same cancer. And I got introduced to him, and I said, "You know what? This sandwich is going to help you raise money for that cancer foundation." And like, the gimmick is the line down the street: donate to the Al Copeland Foundation, skip the line, and when you skip the line, you come up to a little booth area right here, right when you come in the gate at Parkway, and you get the sandwich, you get a T-shirt, you get a chance to spin the wheel that has all kind of merch and swag from some sponsors, which is really cool, I want to get to, and sweet potato fries, and then you get a Creole cream cheese ice cream from New Orleans Ice Cream Company. And all that money goes to cancer. So,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Fight against cancer, right. The Al Copeland Foundation. Right. And if you don't have that kind of money to spend for lunch or donate, look, just get in line. It moves quick. And Parkway is going to write a big fat check to the foundation after this is all over with.
I got a check in my wallet, and I'm going to make it for more than I said I was going to, because I didn't realize, I know you guys are going to send some sandwiches over. We appreciate that. But I didn't realize there's a T-shirt, so I'm going to need a medium T-shirt, Justin, just so you know.
I got you,
and
man.
I'll up the donation. I promise I will. Tell me about the sandwich itself.
So the sandwich itself, we start working on making it probably the Saturday before, because it takes days to prep for this one thing. So first thing we do is we roast the turkeys, and they're whole birds, just like at the house, you know, leg on, 20-pound birds. And after we roast those turkeys, we cut the breast off. We take the dark meat off. We take the bones, throw it in a big pot with a mirepoix, carrot, celery, onion, and make a nice stock with that. And with that stock, we make the gravy for it. And then we make the rich stock for the stuffing, that we make a cornbread dressing, and then put that dark meat in the dressing. Then we slice that white meat breast we cut off and put that on top. And then we make a homemade cranberry sauce. So it's a lot of work. It's a labor of love. And like I said, it takes 3 or 4 days to prep for a few hours of service on Wednesday.
Is this your creation, Justin? Did you come up with this, where you got the whole Thanksgiving dinner on a po' boy?
You know, it was a guy named Randy that worked for me years ago. Mm-hmm. He had that nice Ward accent. Yeah, hey, bruh, it was Thanksgiving time. He's like, Justin, you know what? You know, we need to come up with a Thanksgiving po' boy, man. And like years after he had left, he like revisited me like a little person on my shoulder. And I started to do it. And at the time, we didn't have the space to cook these turkeys, because all our ovens, we got plenty of ovens here, but they're all dedicated for roast beef 24/7. And the little time I had to cook turkeys, we would run out at like 1, 2 o'clock. And like I said, it got so insane. You run out when there's a line. You can't have that. You know, that'll happen once or twice, and you'll learn how to fix that problem.
Let me take a break, Justin, because we got to get traffic in, and we're gonna pick it up. When we come back, all right? Because I think
and
you got a guy at the counter from New York. Is he still there or not?
Yeah, he's still here. He come with the place.
There you go. I think you are an amazing story. I think you're like as naturally New Orleans as New Orleans can be. Justin Kennedy, General Manager, Parkway Bakery and Tavern. We'll talk about the nuts and bolts of getting your Thanksgiving po' boy and contributing to the Al Copeland Foundation when we come back. It has become a New Orleans phenomenon. It really has. 7:21 traffic now, WWL.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Justin Kennedy, General Manager of Parkway Bakery and Tavern. They got the Thanksgiving sandwiches going, where it's all on one. What do you call it, Justin, the official name of it?
We call it the Thanksgiving Po' Boy.
Thanksgiving Po' Boy, and rightfully so, because everything you want for Thanksgiving is on it, and the money that they raise, they make a donation to the Al Copeland Foundation to fight skin cancer. And if you want to skip the line and people set up, because it is a New Orleans tradition, a Thanksgiving tradition, if you pay $100, you get to skip the line, right? And you get a T-shirt, sweet potato fries, Arnold Palmer, and a Creole cream cheese ice cream sandwich?
That's it. That's it. And then you can say, hey, all that money went to fighting cancer.
There you go. I wanted to ask you about celebrities in there, because it seems like every time I'm in there, I see a celebrity. What are some of the people, big celebrities that have been in Parkway?
We've had a few over the years. We had our President Obama's been here.
He was not there when I was in there. Justin Long was in there. A little bit of a difference.
I mean, there's been a ton of celebrities. Sandra Bullock. I mean, it's to ask me off cuff. Sandra Bullock's been here. One night, late night. Who was the star of Baywatch? David Hasselhoff busting in like. He was a character. Anyways,
had he been drinking?
People came, but it might have seemed that way.
Yeah.
But one thing about this place, man, I'll never like. If you walk in the Parkway, there's been people, but we never run and go grab a picture with them or anything like that. We never put pictures on the wall of people who's been here, because I don't want to. I mean, nothing wrong with that.
No,
that's
but I
cool.
get it. And when I was there, you know, you got the communal tables. Justin Long was just sitting there eating a sandwich, and I'm trying to think. I can't think of the other name that was there eating at the time, a different time when I was there. But it was a celebrity because my kid pointed him out. And again, nobody bothered him for autographs or anything else. I did say as I was walking by, are you Justin Long? Yeah. Okay. I'll enjoy your sandwich.
And I think that's just testament to the po' boy sandwich. You know, it grabs all walks of life, 8 to 80, young, old, rich, poor, everyone like comes together for this sandwich. I mean, that's what it is.
Well, I think it's your place too, because I think y'all have done a great job with that, with the outdoor area, pet friendly out there. The inside is nice, the communal tables. I can't say enough about it. It's my favorite po' boy place. It is, no disrespect to anybody else. Tell me, when are you going to be serving this Thanksgiving po' boy? It's only on Wednesdays, this Wednesday?
Only on Wednesday, and we have three of them. We have this one, we have the next Wednesday, and the day before Thanksgiving, which is the busiest. And you can, you know, we're 538 Hagen Avenue is the location with us. We're right on Bayou St. John in Mid-City. And you can show up at 10 o'clock. Doors open at 10. You can buy it as normal. But if you want to wait and you want to donate to cancer, you can go to parkwaypoorboys.com. That's our website. Hit the link, and you can buy a ticket. And you can just pick your Wednesday you want to come. It's really cool this year. You know, we raise about $10,000 usually, and over the 7 years we've been doing it, we've raised a little over $100,000. But last year we had our official sponsor, and it was Crystal Hot Sauce. Threw a good bit of money at this thing, and it all went to cancer. And you know, and we're a good partnership with them. Well, this year, Crystal Hot Sauce, Blue Plate Mayo, and Leidenheimer Baking Company has all donated the same amount to the foundation. So I think when it's all said and done, I think we'll raise close to $40,000 with this sandwich.
That's awesome, and I'm going to help as much as I can. Justin Long, I'm just calling you Justin Long. Justin Kennedy, thanks for taking the time with us. You got a great place there. Look, Jordan and I, you know, we talk to people from all over that, and we book guests, people from all over the country. Whenever they ask us where to go to New Orleans, where you want a local place, a real place, we always send them to Parkway because that's the real deal. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, and tell them to ask for me. If we're open, I'm here.
All right, I will. Thank you, Justin.
All right, Tommy.
Have a good day. Happy Thanksgiving. Justin Kennedy, General Manager, Parkway Bakery and Tavern. You can go to Parkway Poor Boys. You got to spell it, poorboys.com, and get your ticket and help the Al Copeland Foundation doing it this Wednesday, the following Wednesday, and the Wednesday after that. And I'll try to remember the next two Wednesdays. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Richard Nelson, Louisiana Revenue Secretary, about the governor's tax reform plan. Minute late, time now, WWL First News. 7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Richard Nelson, Louisiana Revenue Secretary, talk about the special session that is unfolding and the governor's tax reform plan. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Tell me where you stand now with the special session and where you thought you'd be and how your original plan, and I said you were the architect of it, I think that's accurate, has changed or morphed, has it?
I think it's still pretty much intact. I mean, I think we've been kind of constantly making amendments, but that's I think, expected almost with any legislation, let alone, you know, this is a lot of moving parts. I think our original package we sent out to the legislators was about 500 pages, so there is a lot in there. But we're about right on track to where we want to be. We're about a little bit less than halfway through the session, and we passed the first couple bills out through the House yesterday, and they're headed over to the Senate. We have a few more bills in the committee this morning, in the Ways and Means Committee, the Tax Committee on the House this morning, and hopefully we'll get those bills through the House by the end of the week and over to the Senate so that we can go through the Senate committees and the Senate floor next week.
I get a couple of texts here from people, and you can address this in general. Basically, what they're saying is you're just moving money around. You lower a tax on one side, then you add a tax on the other side, so is there really a difference? Take me through the plan and what the goal is here, Richard, if you would.
Sure. So Louisiana has a very uncompetitive tax code. It's not that we tax people too much, really. It's really that we really just make it as difficult as possible in order to raise that revenue. And that's really what I think really holds us back. You know, we have a lot of taxes that are really uncompetitive that most other states have gotten rid of or phased out. And so what we're trying to do is, one, give a tax cut. So we actually do, you know, reduce the state revenue by hundreds of millions of dollars. So that is, there is an actual reduction in state revenue. But we do that, I'd say, in a smart way, in that we're trying to raise the money in from, you know, not taxing people's income. We're trying to use some funds that currently are locked up in the Constitution, some to pay down debt, some to just give the legislature more flexibility so that we can give some tax cuts with some of this recurring corporate money that we've been just kind of piling up over the last couple of years. We put like $3 billion in our savings accounts or more over the last couple of years. And so we'd, you know, like to use that to give people some tax cuts and I think just have more responsible budgeting. And so it's relatively complicated, but it is a net tax cut. Everybody in the state will have a net income tax reduction. They'll see more money in their paychecks. But it is just trying to simplify the system so that we have, you know, low, simple, and fair taxes as opposed to this very complex and very uncompetitive system that we've built over the last 100 years.
So it's not – well, let me ask it this way then. The goal, at the end of all of this, the goal would be to give people an income tax cut to cut spending if you're going to cut revenue? And if so, how are you going to make up the difference, unless I'm missing something, if it's not revenue neutral?
Sure. So right now, the way that we have it, we have our the structure for our severance tax, like mineral revenue from oil and gas, and our corporate collections from our corporate income and corporate franchise tax, they all basically go into an account. Any amounts over $600 million go into this, basically, it's kind of a savings account. We can spend it if we want to, but the idea is that it give more flexibility from that in that account and use some of that extra money to give tax cuts. So that's where most of the net loss comes from. Mm-hmm. There is a reduction of $100 million or so dollars from the general fund, and that's going to have to be worked out as kind of these bills come through the process about exactly how much money that, you know, we're willing to accept in a revenue loss because there will be some spending cuts associated with that. But at the end of the day, it's really to make the state more competitive and eventually grow. And I think that's been kind of the struggle in Louisiana for a very long time, is that we basically fight over these shrinking pieces of the pie instead of trying to grow the pie. And so this whole plan would take us basically from the bottom in tax policy and business climate to the top of the list across the states. So it really would be kind of a sea change in how Louisiana does business. And I think you're going to see significant growth from that.
You know, one thing I realize, we've got to take a break here, but when you talk about taxing grass cutting services, we see so many, no disrespect to anybody, but we see so many services where people are driving around with lawnmowers on trailers and this grass cutting service or that grass cutting service. As it stands now, they pay income tax, but they pay no or collect no sales tax for the state on that service. And that's one of the things you're going to tax, Richard, or looking to tax?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the same, I think, with, you know, somebody that sells bracelets out of their garage. Right now, they're subject to the sales tax. And I mean, if they're selling, you know, a couple of bracelets, and it's not really a big deal. I mean, I think there's always people that may or may not, you know, collect the tax that they're supposed to collect. But Really, most of the thing is most of the sales come from like in a for a retailer, it's like Walmart or a bit, you know, a few big operations. And I think it's the same with almost all of those services, including, you know, landscaping. It's going to be mostly big, you know, big commercial operations that you would get most of the revenue from. And I think it's the same with any aspect of the sales tax.
All right, let me take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about inventory tax and what Representative Boeheim had to say yesterday about St. Bernard Parish. Also, we'll talk about film credits. 7:51, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWO. All right, 7:57, couple of minutes left with Richard Nelson, Louisiana Revenue Secretary. Richard, when it comes to the inventory tax, man, I've been talking about this a lot, trying to understand. Representative Boeheim said St. Bernard's, he said, spoiler alert, or quote him, they're going to opt out of it. So I don't understand how, if parishes have the ability to opt out, how that's really going to help. Take me through that process with the inventory tax.
Sure. So the inventory tax is one of the most uncompetitive taxes we have. So Louisiana is only one of only a few states that taxes business inventory. That means that basically when, you know, you have a can of SpaghettiOs on the shelf at Walmart, there's a property tax that gets levied on that. Same thing as if there's a car at a car dealer, he gets charged property tax for having the car sitting on the lot. Even though there'll be sales tax when it's sold, but just sitting on the lot, you get a property tax. And so that applies to every business in the state. We're one of the only states that have it, and it's very uncompetitive way of raising revenue, right? So the inventory tax, what we're proposing is to let local governments actually opt out of levying that. So currently, there's no exemption for for business inventory, and so we would basically create that through the constitutional amendment, allow locals to just opt out of levying that tax, which would make them much more competitive for attracting business and industry and bringing good jobs here. And so, and in order to do that, we actually give them an incentive, and we offer them up to 3 years of their collections or $15 million to make that election. And so I think a lot of parishes are interested. I think a lot of parishes recognize kind of the uncompetitive.
The end result, I'm looking at the clock here, Richard. The end result is you're going to have parish competing against parish for business. Accurate?
To some extent that will happen. I mean, but right now it's just all Louisiana is losing the competition with other states who don't levy the tax.
And real quick, let me get the film tax credits, because I was talking to Jason Wagons back yesterday. He was talking about what an economic boon it was to the state. Your thoughts on this?
You know, the film program, we treated just like all of our other credit incentive programs, and that we thought that they needed to have a deeper review. And so we sunset them all starting in June 30th of next year. And basically just to have a deeper review, because the taxpayers really don't get a very good return. It's about 10 cents on the dollar or less. And so we're trying to make sure that, you know, we run the state more like a business to give the taxpayers the best bang for their buck.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Richard Nelson. I hope you come back. Ronald Surpass joins us as we come back. There's some shenanigans going on with the promotion process in New Orleans Parish with NOPD.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.